Hello.
Hi, is this Bill?
Yes, speaking.
Good to speak with you, Bill. Bill, it's Paul calling from Local Splash. Happy Thursday. How's everything going for you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing quite well, and I apologize for calling so late in the day. I did, though, get a message from my client interview department. They tried to reach out to you today to do that client interview, and they were not successful.
I thought it was scheduled for tomorrow.
Oh, not sure why they have it on.
I called and they said 6 o'clock.
Oh, to reschedule for 6 o'clock for Friday?
Yeah.
I'll put it back on the calendar, and I'll try and find out why they didn't update that. The other thing, and if you can do this while we're on the phone, I know that when you originally tried it, we were having technical issues, and you weren't able to sign the terms of experience. If you can do that now, and I think you've gotten a couple of reminder electronic signature needed and things like that. Local Splash initial invoice has that exact same link. I'm going to send it to you now, and that way they're going to know that you still want to work with us. I mean, I know that you're a busy guy, and we've tried to call you a couple of times, and your client interview has been rescheduled a couple of times. That's not a problem on our end. We do definitely want to accommodate you, but I'm going to send you right now the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, because that's got some important information on there other than just an annoying reminder of something that we need you to do. But it is going to have the same link, and if you get that, let me know. Our system takes a second or so. But again, it's going to say Local Splash initial invoice. It's in the queue right now. If I refresh, it might have already been sent. You do have some older ones. If they find the one that says reminder electronic signature required.
Oh, there it is.
There you go. Yeah, I refresh and I see it sent. So you click on it, you open it up. It's pretty straightforward. It says, hello, William, because that's how everything was billed. But we've got it in our notes to say to address you as Bill. You see the words that say, please click here to accept the subscription terms? Still in the body of the email, the written part above where it says access your dashboard.
What does it say again?
So it's the Local Splash initial invoice email, the one that you should have just received. You click on it, it says, hello, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then still in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here. It'll be hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Obviously, you know, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but feel free to scroll through it. Starting with the services will be provided. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus, although we'll mirror the content on Bing for the people that are looking for you there. It does have the Facebook ads, etc. You see the long line that goes all the way across. It populates your mobile number in three boxes. We would like you to click on all of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card on file, the other that you understand that it's recurring automatic billing. Of course, you can stop at any time. It is month-to-month, no contract. Once you've got all of those boxes clicked, Bill, that's when you would click in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, and then it needs to be an exact match of your name, so it's William Sweeney, capital W, capital S. Once you copy and paste or type in William Sweeney, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored longer box. And if you're on your smartphone, you might just need to turn it sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on it.
Yeah, and then it brought me to Welcome to Local Splash.
Perfect. So you don't have to go that next step. That's our automated system, thinking both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither which is really true. Once we complete your client interview, and I've got you back on the schedule for tomorrow if I can. It looks like we're pretty well booked up, but I'm going to see if they can make a special accommodation. Would 5 or 5:30 work out for you if we can't do 6 o'clock tomorrow?
5:30.
Okay. We're going to put it on 5:30 because I see that we're kind of already overbooked for tomorrow at 6. Right. It'll be on the calendar at 5, and you'll get a reminder email at 4, but I am putting it in the notes because we schedule by the hour. But there's a reason that it's a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call. In this case, the reason is that we're going to actually push it till 5:30 for the start of it.
Okay.
Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I appreciate you helping me to get that done. I can let my supervisor know that we've rescheduled your client interview tomorrow, and if I am in between phone calls, and I'll certainly try to be, when our technician calls you right at or pretty close to 5:30, then I'll be on that call as well to say a quick hello to you at that point and answer any questions you might have. Thanks again, Bill. You take care. You have a great rest of the night, sir.
All right. You as well.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.